Hi, this is Debbie Voiles, coach at Mojo for Running, with podcast number 95, Compression Garments. Thank you for stopping in today, for sharing this time with me, for joining me on this podcast. I always want my listeners to know that I appreciate you, and I love it when you comment on the Facebook wall or on Instagram or Twitter. It just gives me a way to feel like I'm interacting with you, like I'm getting to know you. If you're not following me there, please do, and I'll follow you back. My handle, as you might guess, is at Mojo for Running. Now let's get to it. No matter where you run or race, you likely see many runners wearing compression garments, most often compression calf sleeves and socks, and maybe you even wear them yourself. That's our topic today. I think I first noticed people wearing compression gear in races about 4 years ago, so they've been around for quite a while now, and I don't know if I would still want to call them a fad because I don't see their popularity waning at all. In fact, I see more people wearing them all the time. Yet many questions remain. Do they work? Do they improve performance? Do they reduce recovery time? Do they help reduce DOMS, which is delayed onset muscle soreness? That expresses quite a wide range of unknowns, and I'll tell you right now that despite quite a few studies, there is still little conclusive research to support the wealth of anecdotal reports. That said, there is definitely some research to support some of the claims. These garments are manufactured and sold by virtually every brand of running apparel, and you can buy compression garments for your upper body, arms, midsection, hips, thighs, and of course, calves and feet. You can purchase compression shirts, shorts, socks, and pants. Imagine the variety of technologies used as each company executes their version of the most effective design. Another consideration is that fit is particularly critical. Then consider that some, probably most, full compression calf socks are sold according to the shoe size. I'm pretty sure that a person's shoe size is no more than a general indication of calf circumference. If these calf socks / sleeves do work, I'm sure it's critical that they fit appropriately. I have probably 6 to 8 pair, and some fit much more snugly than others. They are the ones I wear if and when I'm hoping for any boost in performance or recovery. The others? Well, I just wear them mostly to keep my legs warm on cold mornings. My viewpoint is that if they're not a real bear to put on and especially to remove, then they're probably not fitting snugly enough to be effective. When you go to buy them, the running store employee should measure your calf and be very sure you get fitted properly, because if they don't fit, they definitely won't improve performance or speed recovery. Which brings us to the main point. Do they work at all? Well, let's look at what they're supposed to do. They are touted to help you run faster in races, feel more energetic in races, recover faster when worn for several hours or more post-race. Zigvaris, a well-known manufacturer of these socks, describes these benefits on their website, zigvaris.com. I'll link to it in the show notes. Increased circulation and improved blood flow. Increased oxygen to muscle tissue. Reduced pulled muscles and less exercise-induced muscle soreness in the legs. Less lactic acid buildup in the legs during exercise. Improved energy, performance, and recovery. Injury prevention and reduced shin splints and calf cramps. And this from the website of another well-known brand, CEP, C-E-P. CEP products enhance performance and recovery through the targeted use of compression to improve blood circulation and speed up lactate metabolism. CEP offers the right product for every athlete to achieve a perfect balance between health and performance. I'll link to that site in the show notes as well. And from the website for the Pro Compression brand, compression has long been a successful strategy for combating muscle soreness and fatigue. By applying graduated compression or the right pressure in the right places, you increase blood flow. And when you increase blood flow, your broken down soft tissue can repair itself more quickly. Put simply, compression helps your body move through its natural recovery process quicker so you feel better faster. from yet another company, Zensa, spelled Z-E-N-S-A-H, increase oxygen blood flow to energize your legs pre-run, enhance athletic performance while running, aid in recovery after running. That's a lot of great things. And if they did all of those things, or even if we were sure they did even most of them, I don't think anybody would ever go out for a run without wearing these things. But of course, that's not the case. I'll link to all these sites. But the key is that, of course, this is what the companies are saying about their own products. I certainly hope the socks do all these wonderful things, but I'm definitely not going to tell you they definitely do all these things. However, they have been proven effective for some of these in some studies. I know that's vague. In the ACSM's blog, and ACSM stands for American College of Sports Medicine, a highly respected organization, the article, Active Voice, a novel strategy for promoting recovery of muscular strength after strenuous exercise in competitive athletes, guest blogger Kazushige, I have no idea how to pronounce that. I think it's Kazushige Goto, says, the wearing of compression garments after exercise promotes recovery of muscular strength and attenuates exercise-induced muscle damage. I should point out that while his article is on their blog site clearly states that ACSM does not necessarily agree with the views of the guest posters. This comment was from an article which was originally published by this person and his colleagues in the journal Medicine and Science in Sports and Exercise in December 2014. Kazushige Goto has his PhD in sports medicine at Ritsumeikan University. He sounds pretty sure, but after looking at the research, I can tell you that most of the studies showed either no benefit or only a small benefit, not enough really to get excited about. Some people did experience some improvement, don't get me wrong, but it generally was not earth-shaking, and it's worth pointing out that the participants knew what was being tested. So there was no way to control for psychological bias. The athletes wearing the compression socks knew they were wearing them, and how could they not? These socks are tight. They feel different. There is no way I can think of to test the same athletes both wearing the socks and not wearing them, and no way for them not to know the difference. Therefore, there's no way for their experiences and opinions not to be affected by their expectations. And the only way to really know would be to have the same runner run the same race in the same weather on the same day, basically at the same time, under exactly the same conditions, both with the compression socks and without, which is certainly impossible. The runner couldn't run a race twice back-to-back either and be able to compare the performance. The same runner would have to be able to actually be doing two things at once, right? And that's just not possible. If the runner did the same thing 2 days in a row, that's still no good. Too many variables. Too many things would have changed. And consider this, most of the athletes tested in the various studies were elite athletes, or at the very least, very serious competitive athletes, people who were quite dissimilar to the 90% of the runners out there that are asking if these compression socks will be effective for them. It seems to me that, in fact, the people who may benefit the most are the middle-of-the-pack runners and beginner runners. Plus, most of the studies were with athletes running short distances, at most 10Ks, but often it was track athletes, not distance runners, and much of the research was done on treadmills. That's not at all the same. I'm much more interested in seeing research to determine their effectiveness for average runners competing in half marathons and marathons. Really, I think in this case, anecdotal evidence is perhaps the best information we can get, that and personal testing. By that, I mean getting your own pair to see what you think. I've heard and read many anecdotal studies of people who report great benefits. Now, of course, some of these are, again, the result of these runners believing that they will perform better and recover quicker when using the socks. But really, if these socks do provide that service, if they make people believe they'll perform better, then that's still good. it's not really so important why they work or if there's some research to show they worked for someone else. I think, from my experience in working with runners, the very most valuable use of these compression socks is to provide protection against shin splints in new runners and to help prevent discomfort when doing races or training on hills, particularly for flatlanders not normally accustomed to running hills and training. So as for me, I really do believe they are effective in some ways for some runners, but not necessarily for the reasons advertised and not necessarily for all runners. I say that for myself. I'll say that for myself, I do often wear compression socks. I wore them on my trail run today. In fact, I wear them on any longer run and in all longer races. As I record this podcast, I have already laid out my clothes for the long training run I have on my schedule for tomorrow morning, and you better believe my compression socks are draped over my shoes. I wear compression calf sleeves. Let me stop here for a bit of clarification. If I say compression socks, what I really mean is they're the compression socks that are like the traditional knee socks. In other words, it's a full sock that goes all the way up to just below your knee. A compression sleeve is what you would call it if it just goes around your calf and not the foot. Then there are also just the low socks that are just really the traditional socks that just cover your feet. And of course, those would be called socks as well. But I'm not really going to address them. I'm just talking about here either sleeves or the socks that go all the way up to just below your knee. I wear compression calf sleeves occasionally, but I usually wear the ones that are the full-length socks, all the way up to just below my knee. In other words, they're actually compression knee socks. I prefer these just because I like the way they feel. I'm not going to tell you I think they help my feet in any way. I just like the way they hug my foot. I have several different brands, and one thing that I've found with these full-length compression socks is that some brands are too tight through the toes. The ones I prefer do not compress the toe area, and I think that's important because it's best for toes to be able to move, to splay. That doesn't happen much because the toe boxes of most shoes don't provide enough room. However, my Altras definitely do. Well, what would be the point of wearing those Altras for the purpose of allowing my toes to splay and then having my toes confined by compression socks that prevent it? So if you wear the full socks, I can recommend using the ones that do not restrict or compress the toe area. Now, why do I wear them? One, honestly, like I said, I like the way they feel. How is that for scientific? They feel like they're helping, and that's good enough for me. I grew up on a swim team and later coached swimming. The boys on the swim team always shaved their legs and heads before the championship meets. Contrary to what you might think, that wasn't because that made them slide through the water better. It was because it made them feel faster. And really, I just think they like the excitement of going to school with shaved heads and seeing the reactions of their friends. You know what I say? Whatever works. It made them feel faster and it made them more excited about their races. That was good enough. So, I'm just saying, if my socks feel good, if they make me feel good, then I'm a happier runner. I might run better. Number two, this is not too sophisticated either, not a technical reason, just a preference. But I wear them because in the cooler months, they keep my calves warmer. Oh, sure, I could just wear regular knee socks, but these are thicker. And having lived in Florida for my whole life, the cold, even a little cold, does bother me. Just like Florida's summer heat and humidity really bother people who move here from up north. I'd rather wear compression socks up to my knees and shorts than wear long pants. Number three. I like the way they look. I have all different colors and I enjoy wearing them. Again, nothing technical about that, but hey, I think running should be fun. Number four, much like the prior reason, I like them because they keep my legs and ankles cleaner on trail runs. Again, this has nothing to do with performance or recovery. Number five, they feel like they help me run a little better, stay stronger, longer, and fresher on long runs. But I can't possibly know if this is true because there's no way to test it. Number six. Now, as you can see, none of those reasons is terribly compelling, but they do seem to help my legs last longer in marathons. And this one thing really is compelling. Number seven, I do believe as well that they help me recover faster. It seems that I experience less DOMS, delayed onset muscle soreness, when I wear them for the next 12 to 24 hours after a race. But the difference isn't tremendous, I admit. I should say that I only wear them in the cooler months of the year. I live in Florida, which means much of the time when I'm running, it's in the 80s with high humidity. I would never wear them in those temperatures, so I only wear them when it's in the 70s or lower. When I started my run today, it was cool-ish at 66, so I had them on, but it was 82 when we finished, and I was wishing I had left them at home. A review of studies doesn't help much because, as I said, many are inconclusive. They mostly did not evaluate them in real-world conditions on real people running half marathons and marathons, and even if they did, it would be virtually impossible to evaluate their physiological effectiveness without that being affected by their psychological influence. That said, a couple of studies have shown slight improvement in both performance and recovery, supporting a wealth of anecdotal evidence, as I said before. There is one group I adamantly recommend use these, and that is new runners or runners doing speed work for the first time or runners building their mileage. So actually that ends up being quite a large percentage of the running community at any given time. These runners are most prone to shin splints, and I do believe these compression socks definitely help with this. Now, I haven't seen a study proving that, but to my way of thinking, what do you have to lose? Well, $40 to $60 that they cost, actually, but if it was me, I would consider that a worthwhile investment. Thank you so much for listening today. I really appreciate you, and I thrive on bringing you helpful information. I just want to ask you a favor. Well, I shouldn't say just because it's a huge favor. I would really, really appreciate it if you would go into iTunes, iTunes.com, do a search for Mojo for Running, and when you get to it, near the top, under the words Mojo for Running, you'll see the words ratings and reviews. Click that and then click to rate and just click the number of stars out of 5 you would like to give this podcast. That may not seem like a big deal to you, but it's huge to me. This podcast right now is downloaded between 4,000 and 8,500 times per week. But I only have 215 reviews. That's really not very many considering all those downloads. I'd really like to have 1,000 reviews, so I'm asking you to help me get there. That's a huge way you can help me out, and I really appreciate your taking the time to do that. If you use Instagram, please follow me at Mojo for Running and message me to tell me you're a podcast listener because I want to follow you back. Welcome to these new members of my Mojo for Running coaching program, Cheryl, Patrick, Ben, and Jennifer. And thank you to Edgar, Kim, and Cynthia for your recent contributions. Now, here's today's quote from Kristen Armstrong's book, Mile Markers, the 26.2 Most Important Reasons Why Women Run. As I get older, I see that running has changed for me. What used to be about burning calories is now more about burning up what is false. Lies I used to tell myself about who I was and what I could do. Friendships that cannot withstand hills or miles. The approval I no longer need to seek. And solidarity that cannot bear silence. I run to burn up what I don't need and ignite what I do.